It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
The entire point of playing video games is to be able to do things that you can't do in real life, be it taking on a horde of aliens on a distant planet or fighting off a horde of zombies on this one. A common thread throughout games like these is to make the player feel like an unrealistically massive badass. Some games go totally the opposite way and present enemy characters who are ridiculously overpowered. Or in the case of multiplayer games, characters that your friends just won't stop picking purely for the simple fact that they are guaranteed to beat you with them. Be they ludicrously strong player characters or controller-smashingly difficult enemies, my name is Rach and these are the 10 most ridiculously overpowered video game characters. Number 10, Max Payne. Max Payne is the ever-depressed, gun-toting cop protagonist of the video game series of the same name. A wiry man with a constantly constipated look on his face, but don't let that fool you. The bullet time gimmick introduced in the first Max Payne was a revolutionary way to empower players. Though the flip side of this is that it made all the enemies so ridiculously easy to blast through, even on the higher difficulty settings. Throw in the fact that Max can carry a hilariously unrealistic number of weapons, and you'll have a game that, while claiming to be gritty and down to earth on the surface, is really closer to a superhero comic book. Number 9, Eddie Gordo, Tekken. Anyone who's played Tekken with a buddy will know the feeling of barely suppressed rage if their pal ends up picking Eddie Gordo as their fighter of choice. Widely regarded as the series' cheap choice, he's a wildly overpowered character great for newbie players to score a few easy victories. Because his frantic breakdancing style of combat, known as capoeira, is just such a pain to both defend and attack against. Because Eddie can destroy opponents through sheer button bashing, he proves to be a challenging fighter to even the most skilled Tekken players. Blocking is the key to taking him down, but even then, it's not exactly a walk in the park. On the other hand, if you're playing as Eddie, it's hilarious watching your friends get bent out of shape as you spam random buttons on the controller and win without even looking at the screen. Number 8, Dante, DMC. In fairness, Dante is the son of a demon, so it's none too surprising that he's shown to be an absolute beast throughout his tenure in the Devil May Cry games. That said, the original franchise did occasionally show him getting into a spot of bother, something which was completely thrown out the window in the decidedly more casual-friendly 2013 reboot, DMC. Compared to the insane difficulty of, say, Devil May Cry 3, DMC was a decidedly more streamlined game, allowing Dante to make short work of pretty much any enemy on the normal Devil Hunter mode, while even the more challenging Dante Must Die mode feels significantly nerfed compared to previous games. Though playing as Dante is still fun to a point, when a game is just too easy, it just kills the thrill. A little vulnerability endears us more to characters, and that's something that this new Dante was totally lacking. Number 7, Oddjob, GoldenEye 007 and 007 Nightfire. Despite the N64's GoldenEye 007 being one of the greatest multiplayer FPS games ever made, it in fairness hasn't aged well at all. The fact made no clearer than the inclusion of the ridiculously unbalanced character, Oddjob. The key problem, or appeal, as some might say, with Oddjob is that he's the shortest character in the game. And as such, players have to stop moving and employ manual aim to shoot down at him, at which point Oddjob has already likely turned them into Swiss cheese. Oddjob's OP status continued with the 2002 game 007 Nightfire, where his famous razor-rimmed hat was insanely accurate to an unfair extent. As such, in both GoldenEye and Nightfire, many players instituted a no Oddjob rule for multiplayer, and rightly so. Number 6. Solid Snake, Metal Gear Solid. Solid Snake is without question one of the most badass characters in video game history, but to the same token, he's also one of the most ludicrously overpowered. The original Metal Gear Solid's game torture sequence is crucial because if the player is able to endure the torture, they will earn a bandana for their second playthrough, which grants them infinite ammo. But if they succumb to it, they will earn the stealth camouflage, which renders them invisible to every enemy who isn't a boss or part of a set piece. Still, earning the ability to completely steamroll any subsequent playthrough at least requires players to get through the game once, right? Not a problem, just keep your rations equipped during any battle and, unless you're totally useless, you'll be pretty much unable to die. This is especially the case in the fourth main game, Guns of the Patriots, where even the toughest bosses aren't particularly stressful to contend with. Given that this game revolves around an older, weaker Snake, this seems like something of a contradiction, does it not? Number 5. Mike Tyson, Punch-Out. One of the most infamously difficult final bosses in video game history, Mike Tyson is pretty much the dictionary definition of an overpowered boss, apparently engineered solely with the purpose of selling more NES controllers, given how many must have been broken because of this wholly unfair fight. It isn't just the power of Tyson's punches that makes him ludicrously overpowered, but the speed with which he delivers them, almost completely untelegraphed in most cases. As such, a combination of reflexes and memorizing Tyson's attack patterns are key. Not that these patterns are ever exactly the same. Even getting to the fight itself isn't easy, unless you, of course, use a password, so once you're actually there, having to face off against such an unbridled beast is an incredibly tense, adrenaline-fueled scenario. Though Tyson's in-game ferocity reflects his real-life dominance of the boxing ring at the time, he's still overpowered to near superhuman levels with his insane strength and speed. Number 4. Lu Bu, Dynasty Warriors. Lu Bu is the video game equivalent of a flippin' wasp. The notoriously overpowered baddie appears in pretty much every Dynasty Warriors game, and as soon as he catches sight of you, will dive bomb you and start buzzing around your ears. You know what they say, do not pursue Lu Bu, though in many of the games, players do not actually need to confront him in order to proceed. Most often, you will need to kill another general and simply avoid Lu Bu's wrath long enough to do so. If you do have to fight him, one common strategy is simply to run away from him for long enough that you can funnel him through other soldiers, more capable of inflicting damage upon him. Even so, he's able to cut through most of your men with the utmost ease, though it is hilarious watching everyone around you collectively poop themselves once he shows up. Only the hardiest players should even consider confronting Lu Bu one-on-one, and given his real-life reputation as the toughest soldier in Chinese history, his absurdly overpowered status at least makes sense. Number 3. Tommy, Prey. Relatively early on, in 2006's underrated first-person shooter Prey, the player gains the ability to deathwalk, such that when the player character Tommy is overcome by enemies, he doesn't simply die and force players to reload from their last checkpoint. Instead, he's sent to the spirit realm, where the player must shoot colored wraiths to determine how much health and spirit power they will have upon being returned back to the near exact spot at which they died. It's an interesting gimmick that means the game never gets too frustrating. But to the same token, it also means that the game is never really a fair fight. And there's absolutely no tension or fear of death because the game is just so ridiculously forgiving. It's actually pretty unfair on the bad guys, really. Number 2. Monkey, Time Splitters. In this day and age, these sorts of cheaply overpowered characters are pretty unacceptable. After making their first appearance in Time Splitters 2, the monkeys had been a source of tremendous anguish for anyone not playing as one. Whether you're taking them on as CPU opponents or as controlled by a buddy in multiplayer, the monkeys have the irritating combination of being short and extremely fast, making them a pain to hit, and in some cases, difficult to even notice amid the frantic environment. That cheeky little circular face only makes their deviousness all the more irritating as they dodge your bullets and put you down with ease, such that the monkey often has to be banned for player use during split-screen play. Hopefully, if a new Time Splitters ever actually does happen, these pesky monkeys will be nerfed just a wee bit. Number 1. The Blue Shell, Mario Kart. Anyone who has ever played Mario Kart will know the pain of calmly sliding into first place in the final lap of a race, only for another player to hurl a blue shell their way. A blue shell attaches itself to whoever is in the lead, and upon detonating in their face, will typically send them back to third or fourth place by the time they've recovered, which is all the more infuriating if it comes moments ahead of the finish line. What's truly irritating about the blue shell, and amazing if you're anyone but first, is that it's incredibly difficult to avoid, and often the smartest tactic is to simply slow down enough that other players get caught in the blast as well, so at least you can make a few of your buddies share in your misery. Still, it's one of the most widely criticised and controversial aspects of the Mario Kart series, perceived to be punishing skilled players while rewarding the less skilled, and even allowing them a fluke victory as a result. In terms of shifting the balance of a game, few characters are as ludicrously overpowered as the blue shell. And that's our list. Thank you so much for watching, guys. If you have any others to contribute, please do add them in the comments below. Once again, my name has been Rach. You've been watching What Culture Gaming. We will see you tomorrow, guys. Have an awesome day.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.